Experts are warning the dollar's days are numbered and it's headed lower. In today's show, you'll learn, is it time to dump the dollar or its best days ahead? I'm your host, Steve Van Meter, and thanks for joining me today as experts are warning that 2022 is not the year for the dollar and that it's going to head lower. And while they cite a myriad of reasons, we're going to challenge each and every one of them to find out, is it indeed time to dump the dollar or is it headed higher? Let's pick the story up from Bloomberg, who headlines the dollar's best days look numbered amid rush to front run the Fed and the greenback gain set to slow in 2022 with rate hikes priced in. Morgan Stanley, JP Morgan Asset still expect rise against the euro and yen as everyone's piling in to the dollar bullish bearish thread. The dollar is expected to strengthen in the first half of 2022 as the Fed likely ends tapering in March and starts raising rates in June, says the chief manager of Sumitomo, which oversees about $740 billion in assets. The greenback may surrender some of its gains in the second half, though. Quote, its adjustments will be moderate just to remove the excess rally related to the heightening expectations prior rate hikes. But is that true? Well, they point to how hedge funds are positioned. And here we can see the chart of the bullish hedge funds bets on the greenback at the highest level since June 19, as if hedge funds determine where the dollar goes. Well, in fact, it's just the opposite. The dollar leads hedge fund positioning, and they're just reactionary. So I'm not sure that that's actually the reason that the dollar is going to head lower. Just because speculators are at extremely long dollar positions doesn't mean the dollar's headed lower. More than 5% this year, the Bloomberg Dollar Spot Index is poised for its best annual gain in the six, while fund positioning has turned the most bullish since 2015, according to Bank of America Corp survey. Hedge funds' net long bets on the currency have climbed to the highest since June of 2019 as anticipation builds around the impact of tighter U.S. monetary policy. It's a dramatic U-turn from this time last year when shorting the dollar was one of Wall Street's most crowded trades. That's because the dollar actually was headed lower and all they did was follow it. That hypothesis of a bigger U.S. deficit and broad global recovery favoring assets outside America and weakening the greenback didn't pan out. Again, those expectations just didn't work. Instead, the Fed's monetary stimulus helped fuel a rally on Wall Street that sucked more money in from around the world while most emerging markets languished. And here you can see, and we're going to challenge this view that trade deficits actually matter and have some impact on the dollar, because this is a popular reason that people are citing dollar weakness. The bigger deficit, that has to mean a weaker dollar. But does it? Well, here we have the federal surplus or deficit. It is negative because we are running a deficit. And we have the nominal broad U.S. dollar index in red here from the St. Louis Fed database. And what you can see is, well, there's not much of a correlation. Sure, during a recession, we could see that the deficit went up, that we ran a bigger deficit, and yes, the dollar went up. But that's contrary to popular belief. People say a bigger deficit should lead to a weaker dollar. Well, it didn't then. Well, it didn't here. We see an increase in the deficit, and the dollar went up. But notice there isn't really a good correlation. So let's keep going to see maybe there's something else. Now, with traders gearing up for rate hikes, some are suggesting dollar gains may falter in 2022 or that the currency may even drop. After climbing to a one-month high against the yen on Wednesday, the greenback paired its gains against Japanese currency. His quote, historically, the dollar has traded with strength in the 6 months preceding the first U.S. interest rate hike, said portfolio manager JP Morgan Asset Manager, who sees the greenback gaining against the euro, Swiss franc, and yen. But with 2 to 3 rate increases already baked into the markets, quote, there is a possibility that the bond market tries to price a policy mistake in the U.S. Well, is that true? Well, let's take a look, because now we're going to overlay the federal funds rate in blue as we head back to the Fed database and the nominal broad dollar index in red. And sure enough, you can see going into Fed rate hikes, sure, yeah, the dollar goes up in value. But is there a strong relationship here? Well, not really, because here we can see the federal funds rate went down during the great financial crisis and the dollar went up. And yes, the dollar went up ahead of the Fed rate hikes, but is there a correlation? Because once again, federal funds rate went down and the dollar went up. So really, I don't think that's it either. In fact, it seems like they're grasping at straws, but let's keep going to see if we can find out if the dollar is indeed going higher or is it going lower. And here we see about inflation. Aha, well, that must be it. Inflation trepidation, inflation risk is on Morgan Stanley's radar, even as the firm recommends long dollar positions against lower yielding currencies, including the euro. And here's the chart of the consumer price index, because this must be it. And in fact, I pulled the nominal major currencies US dollar index because it goes a lot further back in the Fred database. And even though it's been discontinued as of 2021, well, we can still go back and look and see, is there a relationship here? Well, as inflation rose in the late 70s, sure, the dollar went down some. And then again, we see as inflation went up in the early 80s, well, the dollar did go up. And here we can see, well, the dollar or inflation went up in the late to mid 80s. Well, the dollar was down a little bit. And looking in the late 2000s or early 2000, I mean, late 90s, early 2000s, what do we see? The CPI goes up. Well, I guess the dollar went up. And what you start to find out is there really isn't much relationship here, except now you get into the great financial crisis and inflation went up and the dollar went down. And now you perhaps get where everyone's thinking about is inflation is going up. Well, the dollar has to go down. And what the problem with this line of thinking is why is inflation rising? Is it rising because the economy is expanding, creating new dollars, which is causing existing dollars to weaken? Or are we facing a supply chain issue, which isn't actually creating more dollars, but sucking up the dollars that are there? And of course, when you understand that most of what's going on in the Consumer Price Index is supply chain related, not due to a broad economic expansion and lending, well, the view that the dollar has to go down here from that reason, well, that's not right either. Well, let's keep going on and see if we can figure this out. Meanwhile, Mirae Asset Global Investments money manager Malcolm Dorson sees an opportunity for dollar momentum to reverse in 2022 as U.S. fiscal stimulus rolls off and vaccination rates taper while the rest of the world's pick up. And perhaps there's something to that. Now, if you're concerned about how any of this related to the dollar will affect your portfolio, well, you shouldn't be. Be sure to check out Portfolio Shield. You'll be glad you did. All right, well, let's challenge this next view that it has something to do with perhaps fiscal stimulus. And indeed, I pulled the nominal broad US dollar index from the Fred database, and I noted here in yellow where we had fiscal stimulus. And sure enough, what happened is the value of the dollar went down going into late 2021 as fiscal stimulus, which peaked or which was very high early March of 2020, then eventually tapered off. And now this starts to make some sense of what's going on here, because what did the U.S. government do? It borrowed dollars, not just from domestic sources, but foreign sources who tend to have lots of dollars through global trade. It borrowed those dollars and gave them to Americans. And essentially, if you think about what's happening, what looked like money printing wasn't actually money printing at all because we borrowed it, but we took a lot of dollars and flooded the domestic economy with it. In a sense, that weakened the dollar. And that starts to make sense. So as we start to withdraw fiscal stimulus, is the logic, well, we haven't started to, we've ended fiscal stimulus, is the logic that the dollar then goes down, or should it go up? Because now there's fewer dollars in the system as things start to return to normal. So how do you start to picture is that perhaps the dollar may be actually heading higher, which this chart suggests here, that since late 2021, the dollar has been slowly creeping higher, but everyone still thinks it's going lower. Quote, as global vaccination rates improve and the world begins to live with COVID-19 as an endemic, the quote, flight to quality trade should unwind, providing more tailwind for international currency. In fact, that is the argument, is that everyone bought the dollar as a flight to safety, but perhaps it had nothing to do with it at all. Well, I think the only thing we can do is continue down this path and see if we can find out what the real reason behind the dollar is and where it is going up or down. And the main driver for the dollar will be higher interest rates. Well, we're going to challenge that too. But the issue is that a lot of it is already baked into the markets, said the firm to John Vale, the firm's chief global strategist in Tokyo. Quote, there's dollar strength ahead, but don't expect it to be spectacular. Well, John, let's challenge that view too while we're at it. And here we have the market yield on U.S. Treasury securities at two-year constant maturity, which is a great proxy for not only federal funds rate, but where the overall bond market may head. And then we have nominal broad U.S. dollar index in red going back to 2006, its earliest data point here in the Fred database. And what do we see? Well, it doesn't show that there's much of a relationship between higher yields. As we see in blue, we see blue yields went down, the dollar went down, and then all of a sudden yields kind of backed up and then crashed in the great financial crisis. Dollar goes up, yields go down. Yeah, okay, the dollar went down some, but that's not the story. The story that he's trying to make is that higher yields lead to a weaker dollar. In fact, well, we don't see that at all. That so far, we see that higher yields actually tend to work with a lag and cause the dollar to go up, perhaps as a sign that financial conditions are indeed tightening. Well, so I guess higher yields are definitely not dollar bearish. Let's keep going as this Bloomberg headline, sell the dollar for everything else, is echoing across the trading rooms as K2 asset favors emerging bonds. Bleakly, my buddy Peter Bookvar liked precious metals, and greenback losses seem mounting as global growth gains momentum. A growing chorus of investors is betting the world's reserve currency has reached a peak in a dramatic turnaround from a month ago when positioning in the greenback was the most bullish since 2015. K2 Asset Management recommends selling the dollar for Asian emerging market bonds and European stocks, while Brandywine Global Investment Manager is buying commodity-linked currencies. And my buddy Peter Bookvar says, hey, buy gold and silver. And the dollar is likely to keep weakening as a hypothesis of a wider U.S. deficit, which we've already busted. That is not true. And broader global recovery, well, we're going to challenge that one. Favoring assets outside America is now starting to play out, investors say. The dollar's peak is definitely behind us, said Boboros, the head of research at Fund Manager. The currency traders are factoring in the Fed's hikes and economic recovery well and truly now. There's plenty of opportunities across sovereign bonds, credit, stocks from emerging markets to Europe with convictions the dollar could weaken further. And well, is there any truth to that? Well, let's find out, because what we can do is take a look at the trade deficit and compare that to the dollar. And what do we find? That here we have the trade balance in goods and services. When the trade deficit starts to shrink, well, the dollar tends to go up in value. And when the trade deficit goes down, you notice, or widens, the dollar goes down. And the trade deficit is widening. It's getting bigger. And with all the trade that's backed up, and in fact, we talked about this on Friday's show, that there's a lot of goods and services, goods sitting off the port of California still. And where is all that going to come as imports to the U.S.? And what's that going to do to the trade deficit? Going to expand it. And what does that mean? Well, the dollar has to weaken, right? But yet, the dollar is not weakening, and that's the story as well. It has to, but you notice the relationship between these two isn't all that tight. In fact, it's unlikely the dollar is going to go down at all. But yet, the view is, hey, as the trade deficit gets bigger, the dollar must crash. Well, I'm not sure that that's either. Let's keep going. I don't think it has peaked at all, he said. The dollar continues to look constructive through the rest of this year. But, of course, markets don't move in a straight line. Hedge funds also remain bullish and have even increased their aggregate long positions on the dollar, which we've already busted that myth, versus a basket of 8 other major currencies for the past 3 weeks. So what is the issue? Well, perhaps it has everything to do with the Fed, my friends. And when you understand what the Fed did through quantitative easing, and even as it tapers, it's still easing and it's still doing this, is it locks dollars into the U.S. commercial banking system. And they can only move within the U.S. commercial banking system. And there's only 3 major banks that consumers use. Now, there's a few more banks in the system, but there's only 3 that most Americans use for their deposits. And when you understand that dollars are trapped in there, well, perhaps none of these other things even matter. In fact, let's take a look at a chart where we show the monetary base or the Fed's balance sheet versus the nominal broad U.S. dollar index. As the Fed increases its balance sheet, the dollar goes up in value. And here you can see the Fed increases balance sheet and with lag, the dollar goes up. Fed increased balance sheet, dollar goes up. And Fed didn't do a whole lot. Dollar weakened. In fact, just went flat a little bit. Increases balance sheet, dollar went up. It's increasing its balance sheet, but everyone's betting against the dollar. And what you start to understand here is that as the Fed pulls its monetary support of the financial system out, that all these dollars are going to stay trapped into the financial system. What has to happen now is the economy has to stand up on its own 2 feet and expand and grow, and people have to borrow money to create new dollars to offset all of this deflationary force of the dollar, of all these dollars trapped into the U.S. commercial banking system. And when you understand that all this behavior of the dollar is mostly due to the Fed, that the probabilities the dollar is going to go up are much higher because the economy, without the support of fiscal and monetary stimulus, is unlikely to head higher. It's likely to roll over. And when you understand the relationship between dollar and bonds, with U.S. Treasuries just being deferred forms of dollars, well, you understand that a higher dollar is bond bullish too. And with that, I'm Steve Van Meter. Thanks for watching. We'll see you soon. Bye now. The content of the series provides educational information only. It is not intended by investment advice. This material is not to be construed as recognition or solicitation by selling security financial instrument or participate in any particular trading strategy. This video was prepared by Steve Van Meter. Personal capacity, please express this video that I do not affect the view of Atlas Financial Advisors, Inc. or Steve Van Meter Financial.